Bananas and pajamas are coming down the stairs.
Welcome to Namely 90s. The podcast that takes you back to the time before smartphones, Google, and Y2K. Join your hosts as they relive the pop culture that shaped a generation and the parts that many people wish they could forget. Listen in to the conversation about how the decade defined those who spent their childhood there and how it shaped them as adults. So, turn down the grunge and dial up the internet. Let's get started. It's time for Namely 90s.
That's right. You're listening to Namely 90s. My name's Andrew, and over there's Brandon.
That's me.
You can find us online at namely90s.com or on Twitter and Instagram at namely90s with the 90s. You can also find the show every Monday on YouTube at namely90s.com/YouTube. And finally, if you'd like to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/namely90s, also with a 90s, and sign up for one of the support levels. Oh boy, here we are yet again.
Oh yeah, and I'm just going to be annoying and be like, hey, if you're listening to this for the first time, smash that subscribe button.
Smash it.
We do this every week, it comes out Mondays. So join us every week for a half hour-ish of 90s nostalgia and comedy. I'm sure, yeah. And if you're watching this on YouTube, smash the button.
And remember, subscribing costs nothing.
Exactly. Do it. All right, yeah.
Do it.
Do it. And then okay. There was 10 minutes of just Brandon and Andrew saying do it back to each other.
An entire podcast where we just talk about rental cars and say do it.
Do it.
You used that on me recently. What was that? Like, what was the context to that? I can't remember.
I think you were going to go postal, and I was just like, you were allowed in off steam. And I was just like,
no, we don't talk about that because I'm a white dude, and only white dudes go postal. So let's not joke about that. What was it?
I don't know.
I'm gonna go back.
All right,
we have to go back.
When this story hits 80 miles an hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
I reference that a lot. I always say we have to go back.
You tell me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean? That was actually our Namely 90s minute. Just 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago? Yeah, because Rick and Morty came back. And Rick and Morty was originally called Doc and Marty, which put a really weird twist on their relationship. Was a proto version of Rick and Morty that Justin Roiland did. I don't think Dan Harmon was associated with that part, but it was on Dan Harmon's internet sketch comedy thing. That was, kind of like Newgrounds, but apparently they had their own little clique. And season 6 of Rick and Morty. Let me know how that's going. If you're enjoying it, if you want more Szechuan sauce, because I have more Szechuan sauce. I still have some from that last release.
Oh, that's what it was. I took a picture of the Lego Capitol building and I said, do I storm it? To which he responded with Palpatine saying, do it. That's Palpatine, right?
Yeah, that's Palpatine.
Before he gets all weird and gross.
Yes. Well, it's, so that's from Revenge of the Sith when, Obi-Wan's knocked out. They're saving him because he was captured by Dooku, and Dooku's like, Dooku has his head between two lightsabers, and Anakin's like, I shouldn't kill him. And Emperor's just like, dit.
Doesn't that Family Guy do a joke about how like Stewie sithed his pants or something?
I don't remember.
I feel like that's a thing.
I haven't watched Blue Harvest in over a decade at this point. And it's one of the Blu-rays that I actually own.
Yes, it is in Family Guy in season 6, I believe.
Season 6 is when they did Blue Harvest.
Darth Duty, yeah. Darth Duty.
Was it in one of the Star Wars parody movies?
I think it is.
Okay. Because that sounds familiar. Yeah, I made you watch a trailer before we started. This was kind of big two weeks ago, week and a half ago. about a new movie that's coming out on Roku, starring Daniel Radcliffe, November 4th.
It's called Weird, the Al Yankovic story.
Yeah. What'd you think of that?
Well, I read a clickbait article recently about how Daniel Radcliffe is unrecognizable, but he's pretty recognizable, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, there's moments where you're looking at him and you're like, that's Weird Al. But there's other moments where you're like, that's Harry Potter. And I'm sorry, Daniel Radcliffe. I respect your choices you've made since...
Respect.
Like, he's had some fun acting roles. Like, the dude has enough money for a lifetime, so he can just do what he wants, I assume, acting-wise. But he's not become a Shia LaBeouf. He's become, like, a funny indie comedy dude.
Yeah, I don't know. The movie looks pretty bad.
But, like, in an intentional way. Right.
Yeah, but there's like intentional for the purpose of improving it, and then intentional to the point where it becomes obnoxious and slightly off-putting.
Oh, I thought you were laughing.
Much like the artist.
Fair enough. You know, he went to Cal Poly.
Wow. Diverse bunch of individuals that have gone there.
Yes, such alumni as Weird Al and John Madden. Can you
guess?
Madden? Yeah, John Madden.
Oh.
Do you know the whole thing about him not flying on planes?
No, I didn't know about that.
It was a Cal Poly team, I believe, that went up in flames.
Oh, dear.
When he didn't go on the trip. And now he's dead now, but...
And now people from the school design the airplanes.
Yes. Well, it's always been half egg, half arrow. Or not aero engineering, but I guess since it's over 100 years old and flying's almost is over 100 years old at this point, right? Kitty Hawk was 1918 something. See, this is why I don't make them.
I don't know. It probably not something I'm gonna watch.
No.
I mean, I like people in it.
I don't have the Roku channel.
Yeah, who has that?
Right? People that have Rokus.
That concerns me that it's on Roku, you know?
Yeah. I think that could have made some money in theaters, honestly. Like, it's like an... So, for those of you that don't know, it's like a
biopic? Biopic?
I hate when people call it that. It's a biopic... of Weird Al's life, but it's made in like Walk Hard. Do you remember?
Was that it's in a certain style.
Yeah, the Dewey Cox. Oh yeah, you don't like anything.
I don't like anything.
I didn't even have to finish that sentence. You don't like the parody, like you. You wouldn't like A Mighty Wind or Best in Show. Well, you wouldn't like Best in Show because it's a dog movie, but...
Doesn't Best in Show have...
Eugene Levy from Eugene Levy a show and, that you like.
The other gal who plays Moira, right?
She's in that too. They're also in A Mighty Wind, which is about a folk band.
I do really have a hard time with animal movies.
And then... I think those are the same people that did what was called Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap. But I don't think either of them are in that one. Anyway, should we move on?
Oh, let's do it.
All right.
Why don't you tell us what was going on back in... Have we done this before? Back in September of 1995.
Travel back with the listeners to September of 1995. On the first... New York reinstates the death penalty, 1995. Also on the first, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opens in Cleveland, Ohio.
On Cleveland rocks.
Oh, you know what I just learned the other day? Netflix is 25 years old, like a couple days ago. Yeah.
I mean, the back from like when they sent you the DVDs in the mail.
Yes. Yeah. But also that means it was founded in the 90s.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because the first they were founded when the first DVDs started coming off the line. Anyway, And I believe in a month that we've already covered. So it was sometime. Yeah. It was August. So we've done all of August. Hey, how weird is it that we're almost done with all of the months in the
news. Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah. That's scary. On the third, eBay is founded by Pierre Omidyar. On the sixth, Cal Ripken Jr. breaks Lou Gehrig's record by playing in 2,131 straight games.
Although Lou Gehrig did have ALS, so it's more of an achievement, right? That he. Okay.
Yes. And ALS in an older time, too.
Is that what the ice bucket challenge was for? Remember the ice bucket challenge?
Yes. No, wasn't that MS?
The hell was that whole thing? How did you dumping ice on your head raise money or help anyone?
It didn't. Maybe I mean, clearly, we're not even aware of what it was for. It was ALS, you're right.
Oh, apparently, it actually did really help a lot. So, oh.
Was someone donating something for you? Like,
the ALS Society says it helped. Association.
Okay. What did it help?
It says it enabled the ALS Association to increase its funding for research around the world by 187%.
By raising funds?
I think it's a combination of raising funds, but also just raising awareness.
Gotcha. We couldn't even remember if it was ALS for a moment.
Like, what if the bucket was full of coins that you then donated to the ALS research?
Anyway. On the 9th, Sony releases the Sony PlayStation in the US. Released. With the game Rayman as a day one game. Also on the 9th, the Kids WB debuts on the WB, which is anchored by Animaniacs, which comes over from Fox Kids. On the 10th, not to be left out, UPN Kids debuts their Sunday morning lineup on the UPN channel.
I'm not going to guess what the first cartoon was on that network. Moving on.
On the 17th, sports ballsman Patrick Mahomes is born. Do you know what sport Patrick Mahomes plays?
Is it curling? No, it's football. American football. Football.
And he's a quarterback for
the Kansas City Chiefs.
Are they still the Chiefs?
For now.
Okay. Yeah, I just learned
Kansas that the Braves, City football team.
Yeah, the Braves are still Atlanta in baseball. Also on the 17th, part two of Who Shot Mr. Burns airs as the season premiere of The Simpsons. Yeah. It was Maggie. Maggie shot Mr. Burns.
Good for her.
As he was trying to steal.
She's a radical leftist.
Well, she shot him with his gun as he was trying to steal candy from her. Because technically he might have shot himself. I don't remember. On the 19th, Orville Redenbacher drowns in a bathtub at age 88. Do you know who Orville Redenbacher?
He was the one who invented flight, right?
Yes. Popcorn. On the 19th, also on the 19th, the Washington Post publishes the Unabomber Manifesto. Wow. Pretty sure that's spelled correctly. On the 20th, Sammy Hanratty is born. Do you know who Samantha Hanratty is?
I feel like I'm going to know when you tell me.
Well, she's in a show that you really like, and it's current. They finished season one in the fall, I want to say, and they're currently shooting season two. It's about, it has time jumps, so she plays the younger version of, I want to say, Christina Ricci.
Oh, yeah. The Yellow Jackets.
There you go.
There it is. That's a pretty good show.
She was also like...
Yeah, Showtime. Who the hell is Showtime?
That's a good question. She was also like early Disney, I think she was like Disney Channel as a kid. She was on, another Showtime show. The one with, there's a bunch of kids. They're a poor family. William H. Macy is the dad, I want to say. Unjustified. No. Oh my God, this is going to kill me. Shameless.
Home Economics. Shameless. Which has Topher Grace in it for some reason.
Really? I thought it was the guy from No, that's AP Bio. Wow.
Yeah, that's the guy from Sunny.
So, right? Yeah, it's Always Sunny. The one that's not Glenn Howerton or Charlie Day. On the 21st, the Hindu milk miracle happens, where statues of Ganesh begin drinking milk when spoonfuls are placed near their mouths, leading to the entire pantheon of Hindu gods drinking milk during that day.
Oh, Yellow Jackets. The one gripe I have with that show and shows in general sometimes is when you know they don't know where it's going and they're just writing it week by week. Mm-hmm. That's kind of frustrating.
Absolutely.
Anyway, like the Lost.
Star Wars sequel trilogy.
Yeah.
Oh, anything J.J. Abrams has done, apparently.
Yeah, it's like, Alias.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where this is going. The only place it went was somewhere bad.
With frankly. Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. The common denominator there is J.J. Abrams.
Wait, he's doing Yellow Jackets?
No, that's the only... No, okay. I said Star Wars sequels. You said Lost. Then Alias. On the 24th, Gloria Estefan. Like, we don't even care about like Ganesh drinking milk. On the 24th,
well, I'm sure it was a scam.
It wasn't a scam. It was some sort of like chemical, not chemical. It's a physics thing. Just Bernoulli or one of those
scam. Differential,
one of those differentials in pressure. On the 24th, Gloria Estefan's boat hits and kills a jet skier and injures the passenger. On the 26th, George magazine is published by John F. Kennedy Jr. Something something conspiracy something something. On the 27th, Jennifer Love Hewitt joins Party of Five. On the 30th, the X-Men crossover with Spider-Man on the cartoon show Spider-Man the Animated Series. This was a big two-parter.
The X-Men crossing over?
Yes. I just put it in there because you hate all the 90s crossovers.
Yeah, you know, they're talking about Giancarlo Esposito now playing Professor X Xavier.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that, no. I think you'd be a good pick. Patrick Stewart was in Multiverse of Madness.
Patrick Stewart.
Playing like a 90s cartoon version of his X-Men self. If that makes sense. Anyway, also on the 30th, we have Will Ferrell, Sherry O'Terry, and Daryl Hammond joining the cast of SNL. And what a SNL class that is.
Yeah. Ooh, Daryl Hammond. He's good. Will Ferrell. Don't know who Sherry is, but...
Sherry O'Terry is the one she was... Like, you know, the cheerleading one that Will Ferrell does. She's the woman.
I don't recognize her at all.
TV premiering and ending. On the 2nd, we have Bananas in Pajamas, which I assume is why you were singing that before
they're coming down the stairs. Oh, God. Did you know Reba McEntire is coming back to ABC with another sitcom?
Is it called Reba?
Oh, no. Wait,
she's already had one called Reba. No, I didn't.
It's a reboot. Andrew has been killed.
On my will to live has been killed. On the 24th, Xena, Warrior Princess premieres. On the 8th, Timon and Pumbaa, the cartoon. On the 9th, we have Kids WB starting. So they have Earthworm Jim, Freakazoid, Pinky and the Brain, and the Sylvester and Tweety mysteries. On the 11th, we have Sailor Moon going into the syndication, which is weird because I think we've talked about it already. On the 13th, the Drew Carey Show. Drew Carey Show debuts on ABC.
That was what my Cleveland Rocks reference was to.
Not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well,
the theme song for Drew Carey Show at the end, they say Cleveland Rocks like two or three times. Probably related to the fact that it's like the home of rock and roll.
Well, okay, so a couple things to unpack there. Cleveland Rocks by the President of the United States of America does play. That is their theme song.
And they a song by them.
They are in front of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when they're doing Cleveland Rocks at the end.
Okay.
And he yells,
Cleveland Rocks.
Yeah.
I did not know that was a president's song.
It is. Yeah. It's,
I thought it was just a bad song made for the Drew Carey show.
Yeah.
Or was it?
I liked it. It's on their, it's on one of their compilation albums. On the 16th, Brotherly Love, the Lawrence Brothers show airs on NBC. Do you remember Brotherly Love?
Brotherly Love.
It's the three Lawrence brothers, Matt.
Yeah, vaguely.
Joey. Whoa.
I did that the other day and someone was like, okay, Joey. Like, yeah. That's what they meant from Friends, and then I remembered.
Right. On the 21st, Andrew's favorite premieres, Caroline in the City on NBC, and The Single Guy on NBC.
Oh, Joey Andrew's Slotnick.
Favorite shows. As well as his current favorite show, JAG, on NBC, which I thought was CBS for some reason.
Apparently Mark Harmon was in JAG.
Like as a
before it spun off to NCIS.
That makes sense, doesn't it? Because it's a spinoff of JAG.
Yeah.
So why would he not have been in it?
Exactly. What?
But you said it as if he shouldn't have been in it.
No, I'm just saying he was in it. This article says something bad about him having been in it, which is weird.
And ending, we have on the 15th, Batman, the animated series. In the box office for September of 1995, on the 8th, we have To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, which is Wesley Snipes, Patrick Swayze, John Leguizamo. It's a drag story. I literally just learned about this from Natalie. And apparently she got to watch this a lot as a kid and explains a lot about her. On the 9th, we have an HBO release, Truman, starring Gary Sinise.
Is that about Harry Truman or Truman Capote? I'm confused.
I believe it's Harry Truman. But now I'm thinking.
No, the Capote. It was called Capote, I'm pretty sure.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It had Philip Seymour Hoffman.
No, that's you're just now messing with me. You're
an ass. That's a real thing.
But yes, that is a real thing that exists. It's not the 1995 Truman starring Gary Sinise.
I just typed Gay Sinise by accident. That's awkward. Yeah, it's about Harry S.
Truman. Yes, that's what I thought. On the 15th, we have the legendary movie Hackers, featuring Johnny Lee Miller, Angelina Jolie, Matthew Lillard, and Felicity Huffman as they rollerbladed around town hacking things.
I bet it's so accurate, too. It's like some proprietary version of DOS, but everything's like green.
We should watch that sometime. I've only seen YouTube clips and it's terrible. On the 15th, The Usual Suspects, starring Stephen Baldwin, Benicio del Toro, Kevin Pollak, Kevin Spacey, Giancarlo Esposito, Clark Gregg, and it's directed by Bryan Singer.
I think only two of those people have been canceled.
Yeah. Hasn't Bryan Singer been canceled now that I think about it? I don't remember why.
K3. I don't think any of sticks to the Baldwins, though.
So who's Spacey was canceled?
Stephen Baldwin, Kevin Spacey.
Stephen Baldwin's. Yes, I forgot about that. On the 23rd, Empire Records, one of my favorites. Also, Seven with Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, Gwyneth Paltrow.
I've seen that. It's pretty good. It's kind of a letdown at the end. Yeah.
Wow. I'm surprised. What's in the box?
Whatever you want it to be. Your worst fear.
I haven't even seen Seven. On the also on the 22nd, we have Showgirls, which was Elizabeth Berkley from Saved by the Bell. That was her way to cast off her kitty casting. And apparently Kyle MacLachlan and Gina Gershon is in that as well. Elizabeth Berkley plays a stripper. On the 29th, Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, which is the sixth movie in the series, and it features Paul Rudd.
Does he dress up as Shrek and like attack people?
No. Have you seen the trailer for Pooh?
No, but I heard it's terrifying.
It's terrible.
Why is it a thing? Is it a joke?
Well, because it's an indie movie, and it's because Pooh is public domain now. Number one, first in the Billboard charts, number one for September 1995 for the first week is You Are Not Alone by Michael Jackson, followed by Gangster's Paradise by Coolio for the next 3 weeks, and closing out the month and into November, it is Fantasy by Mariah Carey. And continuing on for the second week of September 1990, at number three, we have Kiss from a Rose by Seal. Number four is Waterfalls by TLC. Number five is Bombastic by Shaggy. Number six is I Can Love You Like That all by All for One. Number seven is Colors of the Wind by Vanessa Williams. Number eight is Only Want to Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish. Number nine is Runaround by Blues Traveler. And skipping down to number 18, we have As I Lay Me Down by Miss Sophie B. Hawkins, one of my personal favorites of hers. And number 23, Roll to Me by Del Amitri.
What a list.
Yeah.
Takes me right
Roll
back
me.
To 1995 with, what is it? On Star 101.5 with Kent and Alan in the mornings.
You haven't there said that one in a while.
Yes. A little throwback there.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Today's Monday. And now let's toss it across the pond to our friends from the UK, Gaz and Dange of the Insanely Dangerous Retro Pod Show, for the UK headlines for September of 1995.
Good evening. Here are your headlines from the UK from September 1995. Braveheart is released in the UK cinemas. Bombastic hits the UK number one. And Frank Bruno wins the WBC World Heavyweight Championship.
Wow. To everyone out there who's listening, you may steal our music, rip off our fashion, but you'll never have our retro! Like two heavyweight champions, we'll keep swinging until we land a knockout blow to those who would forget or whitewash our past. Okay, buddy, let's hand it back to those bombastic, semi-fantastic, smooth, just like a silk. Soft and cuddly, hug them up like a quilt, lads, from Namely 90s.
Thank you, Dane, for the headlines, and thank you for that one, Gaz. If you'd like to follow up on these March 1990 UK headlines, check out the segment What Happened Way Back When on this Thursday's episode of the Insanely Dangerous Retro Pod Show. And stick around until the end, because Andrew and I do a weekly segment over on the Insanely Dangerous Retro Pod Show called Quotely 90s, where we make Gaz and Dane guess a quote from a movie and, you know, guest actors and stuff like that. Plus, we'll give you a sneak peek of what we're talking about on next Monday's episode.
And now let's go to Brandon for the Namely 90s Minute.
Welcome back to our mid-episode break, Namely 90s Minute. Every week, we look back at a culturally relevant show, movie, or piece of pop culture that probably helps stoke the algorithm. This week, in honor of Clerks 3 hitting theaters, we're looking back at the film that started the entire View Askew universe, Jay and Silent Bob Strike. Clerks. I'm not even supposed to be here today. Clerks is a black and white buddy comedy film from Silent Bob on a budget of less than $30,000. The story revolves around a convenience store clerk named Dante who has to work on his day off. His best friend Randall works at the VHS rental shop next door and usually hangs out with Dante instead. Throughout the day, they encounter a bevy of customers ranging from rude and impatient to the clueless and infuriating. This is intercut with Dante and Randall finding different ways to pass the time, including a rooftop hockey match and crashing a wake of one of Dante's ex-lovers. Speaking of the women in Dante's life, throughout the movie, he's torn between his current girlfriend, Veronica, because he found out that she had given oral to at least 36 men prior to dating him, which puts him in a spiral despite her being a loving girlfriend, and his ex-girlfriend, Caitlin, who he tries to start things back up with. But things go awry when she tries to sleep with him in the bathroom of the Quick Stop with the lights out. It turns out she actually slept with an old man who had died of a heart attack while pleasuring himself in there, which leaves her catatonic after she realizes what happened. Also throughout the day, two drug dealers, Jay and Silent Bob, who loiter in front of the store,
sometimes join in the shenanigans, while also having shenanigans of their own. Late in the movie, Silent Bob breaks his silence to convince Dante that he really loves Veronica, just in time for Randall to have spilled the beans on the events earlier in the day to her. This results in her breaking up with Dante, so Dante then fights with Randall in the Quick Stop, crashing the store. After the fight, the two have a moment of clarity, ending with Dante saying his catchphrase, "I'm not even supposed to be here today," which causes Randall to snap and yell that had he not shown up today, they could have avoided all the events that went wrong during the day. And the two of them clearly aren't as advanced as they think they are if they're still just lowly clerks. The two make amends, armed with their new perspectives, clean the store, and leave for the day, with Dante hoping to reconcile with Veronica. And that's Clerks, in a namely 90s minute. More or less.
And now, back to the show.
This picnic is ruining our hands. Anywhere you want to go?
Let's see. What do I know about? I never really watched JAG, but again, really? JAG did spin off into...
I watched a lot of JAG.
NCIS.
Sure. Let's talk about JAG.
Jethro Gibbs, man. Well, who was even in JAG? Well, first of all, it stands for Judge Advocate General. And essentially, it's a naval legal drama, which is a very weird thing to say. But it's like a procedural about these lawyers in the Navy.
Yes. Oh, wow. Catherine Bell wasn't a regular until season two. Like, the woman that you picture as being the woman from JAG.
I mean, she made those naval uniforms look pretty good.
Yes. I definitely had a crush on her at some point.
The guy is a nobody, right?
David James Elliott, who played Harmon Robb for 10 years on JAG. Yeah, he's a Canadian actor. He had a recurring role on Melrose Place, playing Terry Parsons. He had a guest appearance on the Seinfeld episode, Carl the Anti-Abortion Furniture Mover. I vaguely remember that.
Just didn't really watch the show.
I watched it a lot on reruns. Like, I didn't watch it like when it started, but it was definitely like I definitely watched this. I definitely watched like CSI Miami, like all the things that you wouldn't watch to lower yourself to.
Created by Donald P. Belisario.
It's strange that NCIS and all of its spinoffs are technically a spinoff of JAG. This was definitely like perceive like it was created as like Top Gun meets A Few Good Men. Like, it definitely rode the coattails of A Few Good Men. You know that one, right?
Yes, that had
Tom Cruise,
Jack Nicholson, Kiefer Sutherland.
You can't handle the truth.
You certainly can't.
Yeah. Yep, it went for 10 seasons. Like, I know my grandmother would watch this during the day, all day. You know, it's that sort of show.
But Donald P. Belisario was involved in some stuff. The 1970s version of Battlestar Galactica, Magnum PI, Quantum Leap, JAG, and NCIS are his biggest credits.
Oh, the guy from NCIS?
Yeah, he created it. He created Magnum PI and Quantum Leap.
Magnum PI and I get that.
And JAG and NCIS. And wrote a lot of the other shows.
Also, in his Wikipedia photo, he's dressed like Sonny Crockett from Miami Vice.
Yeah,
oh, Airwolf. Airwolf.
Airwolf. Yep.
The helicopter drama.
Yeah. So, hey, there you go.
Yeah. That's JAG in a nutshell.
What else?
Drew Carey Show. We got to talk about
Drew Carey Show. Yeah.
It's called The Price is Right.
Let's see. Oh, Ryan. I forget Ryan Stiles was in that. He's funny.
And Diedrich Bader.
Diedrich Bader's like, pretty good. Craig Ferguson.
Two friends. Yep. He was the boss.
Kate Walsh. Did not know she was in it.
Oh, yeah. She's Drew Carey. Oh, I was thinking Kate O'Brien.
I didn't know she was. I didn't know that's who that was. Huh.
Who?
Kate Walsh.
Oh.
No, That's Krista Miller. Who's what is Kate Walsh do in this show?
Krista Miller is Kate O'Brien. Kate Walsh is Nikki Pfeiffer. It might be she might be the love interest after Kate O'Brien went to Scrubs.
Ah.
And jumped ship.
That could be.
Because I do not recognize her. Let's see. Who's the person?
Oh, the lady who plays Mimi is so scary.
True. Yeah. Kate Walsh was recurring season 3 and 4 and season 7 and 8.
Oh, okay. Holy, yeah, I see. I see now.
This one for 9 seasons. Are you kidding?
Oh, she had a fat suit on in that episode. Oh, boy.
Mimi?
No.
Oh. Yeah, Ryan Stiles, Diedrich Bader, Craig Ferguson. The premise was like the Drew Carey Show was a sitcom. It was on ABC. I didn't realize it went to 2004. Wow.
That's no way.
Yeah. Yep. Set in Cleveland, Ohio. It revolved around a retail office and the home life of every man Drew Carey. This is like Dilbert, except in real life and funny. The thing I remember the most is there was like an episode where Drew Carey like won the Batmobile in a auction or something. So they were driving the Batmobile around, like the Batman Forever Batmobile. The Michael Keaton Batmobile.
I remember an episode where he was like trying to lose weight and like he had someone else laying on the couch, but like somehow his head was sticking out of the blanket and he was like purporting to have lost all this weight. And they're like, but your head's still fat. And he's like, well, head fat is the hardest to lose or something like that.
I vaguely remember that as well. Okay, so the opening theme was changed to Cleveland Rocks in the third season.
Oh, that was only in the third season?
Yes, and it lasted until the season 7 finale. It was a cover of an Ian Hunter song performed by the President of the United States of America. And the video consisted of shots of Cleveland ending with their ballpark. I was wrong. I thought it was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I apologize.
Who plays in Cleveland?
Baseball team.
Oh, you can't say that anymore.
I think they're the Guardians.
Now. Oh yeah, they did change that. Okay, good.
Yeah. But like I said earlier, the Braves has decided not to change yet.
Yeah, it's Atlanta. They're not quite as progressive.
They're not going. Yeah, that's exactly what all the articles say. Their owners are digging in their heels. By the beginning of season 8, the show rotated through 9 different opening sequences. The show eventually went back to having just 5 main characters, as Kate, Mr. Wick, and Steve were eventually written off the show. Kate's character was married off. Mr. Wick disappeared after 3 appearances. And who's Steve?
Steve.
Yeah, I don't remember Steve. Steve Carey. Did they just replace Drew? Steve Carey is a character played by John Carroll Lynch.
Oh, his cross-dressing brother. Nothing funnier than cross-dressing in the 90s.
He was a recurring character for season 3 through 5 and then became a main character.
John Carroll Lynch, isn't that the guy who plays... No.
Fargo.
Someone else. I thought it was someone different. I thought it was the guy who plays the traveling salesman from The Office. What's that guy's name? Packer.
Yes, Todd Packer.
But he's played by
David Koechner. Yes.
But you know him from stuff.
Right. But you'd recognize John Carroll Lynch too.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, that's it. Drew Carey show, like
what else?
Like I remember watching this weekly, and I cannot tell you much more than like the intro and the Batman thing. And I always thought he was supposed to get together with Kate, but she left.
So the other one is SNL. Is that really something to talk about?
I mean, it's Will Ferrell. We could talk about our favorite 90s Will Ferrell.
Celebrity Jeopardy.
Welcome back to Celebrity Jeopardy.
I gotta watch all of those again.
I mean, there's something you can skip.
Yeah, true.
I firmly believe anyone without any of them without Sean Connery is not worth it.
No, I agree with you. The Sean Connery ones are where it's at.
Yeah. The one that he's Harry Carey and Jeff Goldblum. It's like Harry Carey's talk show about the stars. It's like and he has Jeff Goldblum on. Jeff Goldblum's like some sort of astrologist. Yeah.
Space, the Infinite Frontier with Kent Waller. But
he was playing Harry Carey.
Yes.
Yeah. Harry Carey's a sports announcer.
Yeah.
Or was the sports announcer for, I want to say, the Cubs.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
It's like a whole voice.
Yeah. He's just, and he's kind of just wobbling hi, around
everybody.
Like this.
Whole,
yeah. It's a simple question. Would you eat the moon if it's made of spare ribs? Just say yes and we'll move on. And like, it's the only time you see Jeff Goldblum break on camera, because it's just like he doesn't know how to respond to Will Ferrell. It's like I thought yeah, it's a great it's one of the best.
Yeah, Will Ferrell, Jeff Goldblum cannot keep it together.
Yeah. I mean, Daryl Hammond played the Sean Connery, I believe.
Yeah.
For the SNL Celebrity Jeopardy. It's a simple question. You eat the moon if it was made of spare ribs.
Classic.
Yeah. I want to end with Empire Records because I really like this movie.
Never seen it. Is it the show Empire?
No, because it's an entirely white cast.
Oh dear.
It's 1995 coming of age comedy drama, so Andrew would instantly hate it. It stars Anthony LaPaglia,
who was in the show Cold Case.
I think it was Cold Case. It was
Without a Trace.
He was apparently on Frasier.
Debbie Mazar.
We have Rory Cochrane in this.
Renee Zellweger eating all the ants.
Liv Tyler's in this. Rory Cochrane and Johnny Whitworth both play people who are both play detectives on CSI Miami at one point in time. Yeah. Rory Cochrane was Speedle. And Johnny Whitworth was in the later seasons that I didn't watch. So, yeah, that was interesting. Speed dies at some point. You know what they say? Speed kills. Yeah! Anyway. the plot is basically, it's a day in life, a record store. One of the employees saw that they were going to be bought out by a corporation. So he steals the money from that night, goes to Atlantic City, wins a bunch of money, but then loses it all. The owner, Joe, who was trying to buy out the other owners so it wouldn't become a big corporate record store, has to cover it with his own money. And that's the B plot, I think.
I'm watching the trailer right now, and it looks tremendously awful.
Yeah, you definitely would not enjoy this. AJ, there's AJ who's in love with Liv Tyler's character. Johnny Whitworth's character is in love with Liv Tyler, but he doesn't know how to tell her. And Liv Tyler's character's best friend is Renee Zellweger, who's a giant, who's a very openly sexual woman of the 90s. And Liv Tyler wants to lose her virginity to this pop star that's coming in, who's like a washed up 80s pop star named Rex Manning.
Why did I think Empire Records was a label? Because it has been since 2010.
That would be why. I was not aware of that. Let's see what else. One of the characters is just like a giant stoner, and then the other, there's a supporting giant stoner character. And then one of the girls, the other girl, the alternative girl, slept with the alternative guy, and then got emotional or something when he wasn't like all in love with her or something. So she went in and shaved her head, or she tried to kill herself the night before. Wasn't successful, came to work and shaved her head. And so that's kind of like,
I saw her, that in the trailer.
Yeah. But it's just, basically it's like Clerks if they had more money and it was about a record store. It's just that indie kind of, nothing was really happening, but it's all like personal stories between the characters. There's some good music in it. They save the record store. There's a lot of good lines. It's just one of those quirky indie films that I really enjoy, and Andrew definitely does not like. Didn't do well in the box office, but it's a cult classic.
That's pretty much usually the story, right?
Mm-hmm. There's like there's a better, but the soundtrack had Gin Blossoms, Cranberries, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Better Than Ezra. That's about it. Oh, Guar was in this.
Guar?
Guar, popular heavy metal band that like they dress up in costumes. They were in the, so the stoner kid eats a brownie and he's watching, and he's like watching himself on in the music video for a Guar song, and he gets eaten by a monster in the band. And he's just like, well, he's stoned, so that's the whole scene.
Well, he's stoned.
Yeah.
Crazy things happen when you get all stoned and such.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Kids WB was awesome. Oh. They had Pokemon. You probably hated it, but they had Pokemon. They had Yu-Gi-Oh! They had the Animaniacs. They had it's just all the kid shows on Saturday morning. Had to be there, had to watch it. It was that and Fox Kids and switching back and forth. And that was my Saturday morning.
Fox Kids. Now what network was this on?
ABC.
Ah, very good. With Reba McEntire.
Yeah. With Reba McEntire. Anything else you want for September 1995?
No, sir. Moving on.
I think that closes out September. That's it for this week's edition of Namely 90s. Remember, you can find new episodes out every Monday. Check the episode description for this week's supplemental Spotify playlist curated by yours truly. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at Namely 90s with 90s, or find our personal accounts at BSchwitty and at Namely Andrew on Twitter, and tell us what you want us to talk about on future episodes. If you would like to support the show, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/namely90s, also with a 90s. And finally, you can contact us through our website, namely90s.com. Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Empire Records, Deezer, TuneIn, iHeart, Good Pods, and wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Brandon. That's Andrew. And we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.